Our wheat has been through a lot in the last week and a half. Our temperatures have been from a high of 82 degrees to drop to a low of 10 degrees in the last 10 days. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I provide research-based information to you to help on your farm. And the question that everyone is asking right now is, how has the wheat handled the weather extremes that we've had? Well, to be honest with you, there are many factors that go into how wheat handled those cold temperatures. There's a couple of things that have really worked in the wheat's favor. That's that the growing point was below the soil surface over both of the last two weekends, and we've also had a layer of snow to give some added protection from those cold temperatures. Now, we're just now getting to the point where we can tell what the temperature effects of the prior weekend, or April 7th and 8th, were on our wheat crop. This is because it takes 10 to 14 days to see the damage to the growing point. When I went out and split stems this last Friday morning before the weather kind of kicked up, I was finding whitish green growing points, but we might have been just a little bit too early to really know the effects of those prior weekend's cold temperatures. Now, the one thing that we've all seen out in the wheat field is the leaf burn from those cold temperatures. Many refer to this as cosmetic leaf burn. The reason behind this is because there's little research to show that the leaf burn prior to jointing causes any effects on our wheat yield at harvest time. The one thing to pay attention to is those newly emerging leaves out of the whorl of the plant. If they're discolored or have a yellowish look to them, you should probably split the wheat stem to look at that growing point because there could be some damage there. So what about the effects of the blizzard this past weekend? Well, I'm really not sure what to say about this. The good thing is that the growing point was still below the soil surface on much of that wheat, and we had a little bit of snow packed in around the crowns of the wheat plants. However, those brutal cold winds from the north really cooled off every bit of that wheat's canopy. While I watched the air temperatures this past weekend, I also paid special attention to the soil temperatures. The good thing is that we did not get to freezing at that 2-inch soil depth. The coldest soil temperature that I could find was 34 degrees at 2 inches. This is just slightly lower than the prior weekend's low of 36 degrees at 2 inches. So you can probably tell that we're really in just a wait and see period. It makes it tough because we all want to know the effects of those cold temperatures, but it's really too early to know. We need to give our 10 to 14 days to really know what's going on out in the field. I am hopeful, though, that the moisture that we received from both of these events outweighs any effects of the cold temperatures. So I'm going to spend quite a bit of time this upcoming week splitting wheat stems, and you can do the same. What we're looking for is a whitish green growing point to tell me that the wheat growing point is still healthy. If it is yellow and mushy, then we have some concern because there could be some damage from these cold temperatures. If you're not sure what to look for, I have the K-State Spring Freeze Damage publication posted on our Sunflower District Agronomy website. This publication has great pictures, up-close pictures, so you can see what a healthy and what a damaged growing point looks like. That publication is posted on our website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also follow me on what I'm finding out in the field on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions, you can get a hold of me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, and St. Francis, or on the K-State Northwest Research Extension Center in Colby.